Yeah, Wigan Warriors out here in Australia. They played a Super League competition game. For the first time, two competition points up for grabs outside of Europe. They got those 2 points, 24 points to 10 against Hull. This week, they've got a game. It's a trial game, essentially, an exhibition game up against the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Willy Issa is a name who would be known to Australian rugby league fans. Started at the Penrith Panthers and the Melbourne Storm, and now he's one of Wigan's stars. He's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Willy.
Hey, guys. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, really well. First of all, I guess good to be home. Get some great weather.
Yeah, of course. Been in England for the last 8 years or so. I think I'm feeling the heat here, but it's been great. I'm seeing family and all that kind of stuff, so it's been awesome.
Obviously, the hit out you had for competition points down there on the weekend, the coach saying, look, we can play much, much better than that. It was a bit scrappy. Was that just because of the conditions, Willie, or was there a hint there could be a bit of a holiday?
No, I don't think it will be the holiday bit. I just think it's only our second game of the season, right, and our third game including the trials we've played so far. So I think taking into consideration it was a bit dewy on there as well, so we need to concentrate a bit more on just catching the ball and, you know, making things a bit sharper. But I think we're pretty focused on what we've got to do this week, especially, and improve on what we did last week. So it's going to be a big game, but I know it's a trial match, but it's a big game for us. So just to test where we're at as a team and against the South Sydney Rabbitohs that have got a new coach and new staff in there. They want to try a new thing, so we're ready for the challenge.
Yeah, that's going to be the interesting point about it too. No competition points up for grabs. It is a trial game. You've come a long way to play a trial game. How has Sean Wayne, your coach, been able to keep you motivated? It sounds like you guys are ready to put in a good performance.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's the culture at the club is, you know, we've always trying to be competitive as much as we can, and, you know, I don't think we go out there and play a game that no one wants to lose a game at all. So I think we're fine on this side, and I know South Sydney might be having a trial, but I'm sure at the end of the day they probably want to win as well. So nothing changes for us because, you know, we're in season. We need to get some form up for the back end of the year. So especially for us next week when we go back home against Warrington, we need some form going into that game. So nothing changes for us. We've had a training session on the video yesterday and light recovery, and we're ready to go.
Willie, I understand you got your hands full playing for Wigan and also taking on South Sydney on the weekend, but I'd like to get your opinion, if you possibly can, on the Leeds Rhinos. They're rank underdogs to be taking on the Melbourne Storm in the World Club Challenge on the weekend. What do you think we'll see from Leeds? How competitive do you think Leeds can be against the Melbourne Storm?
Yeah, look, as a former Melbourne player, I like to always back my teammates there, and, you know, they've got a great team under a great coach with a great captain. And, you know, Leeds Rhinos, they've always been one of the top clubs here at Super League, and they never fail to perform, you know. So, you know, the big losses for me is Danny Maguire, who's moved on to Hull KR this year. He's a legend at that club, and, you know, he'll be a big loss in my opinion, but, you know, with other players there stepping up, you know, Callum Watkins in the centre, you know, James Buchanan, the other captain there. So I think they'll be right, and, you know, Leeds always turn up with a different kind of style of play, and I like to throw the ball around. You know, they'll be competitive, and I'll be backing, I know this might be controversial, but a little bit. I'm a former Melbourne player, but I'm backing up the Leeds Rhinos, and I just hope Super League do well and, you know, show what they can do.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
So you think realistically they could cause an upset?
Yeah, I really do. You know, they're very their young players are underrated. You know, not many people probably hear some of them, their names over there, but, you know, they're they always play a different brand of football over there in Super League. And, you know, with Brian McDermott there, the coach, he looks like, to me, from the outside, a great coach and gets his players playing a bit. So it'll be an interesting game. I'll be watching, and, you know, either way, it'll be a great game for both clubs and both competitions.
Yeah. Time with Castleford, witness now with Wigan, after being at Penrith and Melbourne. What's the biggest difference, Willie, with your experience over there in the English Super League? What's the biggest difference between English Super League and the NRL?
First of all, it's the weather. You know, the weather is, you know, it's very hard to handle in England, but it's both sides. You know, play different kind of rugby league. You know, the English boys, they kind of, you know, they like to hit each other a bit more and a bit rough there. But you know, I always find that there's more teams in the NRL so competitive. You know, right from top to bottom, where in Super League, you know, there'll be four or five teams who are competitive, and, you know, no disrespect to other teams, it's going to be a drop the level there somewhere. So I just think that's the biggest difference there, the quality in NRL. There's so many numbers that, you know, are participating at the NRL level, and where the participation levels in Super League, it's not a big pool of players as well. So I think that's the biggest difference. But, you know, again, I think day to day, where we struggle with the weather, where I know it might not sound much, but the quality of rugby league can hinder there because of the weather. And we're trying our best. And, you know, England have that mentality where a lot of them train on 3G pitches indoors. You know, and I know that's not ideal, but that's what we have to deal with. Where, you know, since we've been here for the last week or so, you know, we've been training well, you know, and the boys are enjoying, you know, catching the ball without a bit of snow on it. So, and, you know, when you kick the ball and you're not seeing flakes coming off the ball. So, it's just been great, but I think that's the only difference, I think. So,
Good on you, Willie. Look, it's fantastic to have a chat. Good luck with this game on Saturday night out at ANZ Stadium. It's a big one, as you say, up against the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Hull v St George, Illawarra is the game beforehand. And I hope you've had a great stay out here. Well done on the two competition points. And good luck to the Wigan Warriors for the remainder of 2018 season.
Cheers. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.